I said to a group the other day, I said, my life has completely changed. I said, you know, I said, now, I said, it used to be that I was 8 years old when the head football coach started his job as a head coach at Penn State. Now the football coach and the basketball coach were each 12 when I started broadcasting Penn State basketball. I said, my life has turned.
Wow. It is a big change for you, Steve. A big change. I mean, it's a big change for everybody. It's funny when you put it in that vernacular, you know, when you're thinking about, when you think of it that way, it's like, oh my goodness.
Well, I'm interviewing Brian Daly today at the Penn State Hoops Club, right? And he played at St. Joe's. I did his games. Merrill Reese was the play-by-play guy for St. Joe's. I was the play-by-play guy for Penn State. Brian playing the games. No, he's a coach here. I'm still here.
This is funny. I remember back in the 80s covering Penn State at St. Joe's, and Mo Martin was the big guy.
Mo Martin was
he was a first-round draft pick, but yeah. I remember going to Hawk Hill. I mean, that seems like 4,000 years ago, Steve. But I mean, it was funny. It was Penn State, the Atlantic 10. That's how long it's been.
And Penn State always had a good handle on playing St. Joe's. One of the funnier Bruce Parkins.
What was the big guy's name? Rodney Blake?
Blake. Yeah, he was good. Rodney Blake. Yeah, big guy inside. I think Ward number 53.
Very good.
I mean, good handle.
They had
inside,
a good team.
Good hands. I mean, they had a team.
Was Lynam the coach then? Was it Lynam?
Jim Boyle.
Jim Boyle, that's right.
Yeah, Jim Boyle was. And I thought he was a great coach. Fabulous coach. And John Griffin took over.
Park Hill was Penn State's coach.
Park Hill was Penn State. Now they're playing St. Joe's. And Penn State's winning the game.
Oh, no. We got you revved up now. You really are going down memory lane, buddy. Go ahead.
All right. And Bruce sees something he doesn't like. Right. Now Penn State's winning the game. So Bruce is just trying to make a point. Hey, look, you know, basically he was telling them, look, get your heads in the game. Right? Official turned around, teed him. Bruce says, for what? I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to them. Okay. He goes, and at that point, you can't take it back. He couldn't take the tee back. And the official just put his head down like, I really fouled that one up. Bruce Willis, he says, I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to them.
That is too funny. It's just funny to think of all the stuff that's happened, though. You talk about basketball. I don't know how much that gym's changed. I haven't been there. Hawk Hill and
well, they put millions of dollars in and renovated it. They've now, it was 3,200 seats. Now it's 4,200.
Okay.
But gym, look, everything's changed.
Oh, yes.
From St. John Arena to the shot.
Yeah, here's another game you'll remember. I remember covering David Robinson against Penn State at Rec Hall. That was a great game.
Penn State won the game 66-64, snapped an 18-game losing streak.
And it was packed, and that's right when Robinson was coming onto the scene, and people weren't used to seeing a 6'9 guy or whatever at Navy.
No. And nor were people used to seeing that at sub school. he had 24 points, 12 rebounds that night.
Okay.
The next year, and Penn State won 66-64, lost the opening game to Cleveland State.
Okay.
Win that game, snap the streak, then the next year have to play at Navy. Robinson's a year older. Vernon Butler's a year older. Doug Wojcik's a year older. 103-50.
Do you have this stuff on your iPod?
What's that?
I mean, I don't know how you can remember all this. You remember who the coach was at Navy? I know you knew it was.
Paul Evans.
But, you know, and then he went to Pitt, and that's the last you heard of him.
Yeah, he's in the witness protection program now.
Yeah, he might be.